Welcome to the Aggressively Average Podcast.
You'll be forced to stay. I get all my facts from my gut.
Does it look like anyone's taking
notes?
I'm not allowed to go out and do what I want to do. I'm going postal. Postal.
This is a list of the people who ought to die.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Aggressively Average Podcast. I'm your host, Blake Townsend. Today, I am joined by my co-host, Maddie Z.
Hello, folks. Good to be here.
And also joined by my guest, Alexa Irizarry. Go ahead and say hello and tell us where we can find you.
Hi, everyone. Glad you're listening. You can find me at Eurgasm Comedy on Facebook. We have a couple shows happening at 7 p.m. on Fridays, Saturdays, and Wednesdays.
That would be the stay-at-home show on Friday.
Yep. Random Tandem on Saturday. And Deep Space on Wednesday, which is a little more serious topics.
Now that we got the introductions out of the way, let's get to the show.
Either we're thinking, we're drinking.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Hit it!
All right, folks, I'm going to kick it off today. What I am thinking about is PC, political correctness. It's ruining this country, folks. It's ruining this country. More importantly, I happen to find when you can't talk about a subject, or if somebody is so offended by a subject, whether it be social issues, political issues, whatever it may be, you're not fully accepted into society until we can make fun of you. Like gay people, listen, I'm going to make gay jokes. You know what? You got to accept it. You got to deal with it. If you want to be accepted in society, you got to come to a point where we can make fun of you. Listen, I'm straight. I'm white. There's plenty of subject matter to make fun of me. Nobody's offended there. I'm going to make fun of you no matter what you look like, no matter what you think about. You got to accept it. We got to get through this, folks. I don't know. What are your thoughts on this?
I mean, yeah, political correctness is kind of bullshit. I do see where people are coming from, though, with that a little bit. For example, there are just certain like topics that are a slippery slope. It's not completely off at the moment, but it can just lead somewhere like really dark. Like if we start, you know, normalizing like talking about the Jewish question. You know, obviously, you know, I love making JQ jokes. But if you normalize that enough, then people it moves the Overton window and people actually start thinking, okay, I can actually say these things. And then if you could talk about something, it's real, then it becomes real. So that's where it is. But I mean, people get it like so over rampant with it. And it's always the same person. They always have pink hair. They always weigh 600 pounds. They always have a nose ring. And they always look like they haven't been laid in the past 20 years.
Well, quit describing me with pink hair and a nose ring. No, I think political correctness definitely...
It's really been 20 years? We'll move on.
It hasn't been recent, but no, I think political correctness definitely has its spot. There's a reason that it ever began, because people say hurtful things without fucking knowing it, but I think people should realize, like, if someone doesn't mean something out of hate, then give them a fucking break. Like, if you're not saying it to be hurtful and hateful, you may be saying the wrong thing, but shouldn't be offensive if the intent to offend isn't there. I know that sounds weird to say, but like, I'm someone who doesn't believe that words are the thing that people should matter, like, should care about. It's the intent behind the words that should matter.
I will say, I think there's a little bit of a truth behind each joke.
Oh, yeah.
And
obviously.
Each, even stereotypes, I think there's a certain amount of truthfulness to them. And that's why people either laugh or agree with them, or why they gain steam. I think what we have to get after is there animosity behind it? And you got to call it out when there's the animosity. And I think it's kind of it's got a smell test to it. I don't know if you guys agree with that, but I can just think of being younger. I was kind of a class clown, always trying to say a joke. And the funniest of jokes that I ever told were the ones where I was like, I'm not sure if I should say this or not. I'm really not sure if I should say this. And then I say it and everyone laughs. So I'm like, great, sigh of relief. And then other times, I say it and no one laughs. And then it's like, oh, red face. I went too far. Pretty clear that I crossed the line. So I feel like comedy is that line for PC.
Yeah, I mean, I went to a funeral after party today. That's
and
why
you made fun of the dead person.
Well, no, it was a COVID funeral.
Oh.
And I, like, went in there, and I was just like, I don't want to speak ill of the dead, but I always thought he sucked the life out of the room. apparently that might be a little politically incorrect.
So did you, like, have conspiracy about what actually killed him, because COVID's made up, or...
I think he actually choked on a chicken wing. Like, hear me out. Like, he had trouble breathing, you know, everything like that. If you look at COVID, like, how they depict it, chicken wing. Guarantee it.
That's the way to go out. I'm from Buffalo, and that's basically dying doing what you love.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I were to die eating chicken wings, okay.
If I died with a dick in the mouth, I think I would be the happiest woman alive. Like, could you imagine, like, it's like, well... She died how she lived, on her back.
Funny story, there was a serial killer named Arthur Shawcross who literally killed a woman with fellatio.
Is he in prison currently, and can I get his inmate ID to write some letters?
what was that word?
Fellatio.
I know I'm ignorant on a lot of subjects. I've never heard that word.
Really?
Really?
It's fellatio is sucking dick and cunnilingus is sucking clit.
Do you ever use the word fillet? Like, I just filleted this penis. It makes me feel so Shakespearean.
I've never once said I filleted a penis.
No, it just made me think of, like, filet mignon. Tenderloin steak.
Yeah, tenderloin dick.
Like a fun steak.
Oh my goodness. That, like, the prime dick. I like mine a little bit bloody, though.
Oh.
Well, I can't have periods, so it's the only way I can, like, imagine that I have them.
Well, iron-tasting fellatio.
Oh, I need my zinc.
So
you must have guys lining up the door when they hear that.
Oh my goodness, yes.
So I think we're all kind of in agreement that political correctness goes a little too far.
Yes, and I think the main point is that I think comedy should be the line for...
Yeah, if you're on stage and your basis is I'm here to make jokes, don't get fucking offended when he makes a fucking joke.
Oh no, I've heard you bring this up before. Maybe it wasn't you, but somebody laughed at a joke and then came up to someone after the show and is like, hey, you can't joke about that, even though they were laughing. No, clearly you can joke about it because you thought it was funny. That's the line. Don't pretend to be offended. If you're actually offended, okay, I'm kind of sorry, not really, but whatever. But don't pretend. It's the fake outrage, which is the problem.
Yeah, the virtue signaling.
Yes.
Performative. Like, so many guys, like, who make trans jokes, like, they will come up to me after a show and be like, oh my god, I'm so sorry I said that about, like, trans people. I was like, I'm pretty sure in some of my jokes I call trans women mentally ill men that trick straight guys. So, like, you're not worse than what I'm saying.
And plus, they're not really sorry. They're just sorry that you possibly could be offended. Like, they're not sorry for having those thoughts. They're not sorry for what they said. What they're sorry for is, oh shit, I said it, and there's a trans woman in the crowd. Is she going to be pissed?
Statistically, that's rare that happens. That's probably the one time they're like, whoa.
Yeah, but it's like, you're not sorry. Like, they shouldn't be apologizing to you because they're not sorry. They've said that joke probably more than one time.
Mm-hmm.
You just happened to be in the crowd the one time, and afterwards they felt guilty.
There was only one time I think I was about ready to endorse cancel culture and, like, political correctness. It was at, like, post-32. Like, it wasn't that I was offended. Like, that guy who came in hot, like, just gets up there. He was, like, drinking at the bar. First thing out of his mouth. So let's talk about rape. Like, you remember that guy?
Yeah.
Coming in hot. First joke, rape joke. I was like, oh.
Yeah, that's not something you start out a set with. You gotta prime the crowd.
Unless you're George Carlin, you don't start with that.
Did he ever start a set with
rape? I'm not sure if he started with it, but it was pretty early on.
You have to, the idea is you set the crowd up to realize, like, I'm just here to say something funny, and you don't do that by broaching certain subjects.
You need to glide them into it. Do it Louis C.K. style. You put them at ease, and then you just whip it out and start jerking it at the
table.
Yeah,
I'm really glad you went with that joke, because I was going to, too.
I stole it. It's winning.
I thought you were going to make, like, a lube joke, like KY Jelly. Like, don't just jam it in there, but, like,
listen,
lube it up first.
Listen, Louis C.K. never penetrated someone in the green room. Just held his member and asked if they would like to watch.
That shit flies, though, so how close were they? Do you really know?
I wasn't in the room.
Would you watch if you were?
Would I watch him?
Yeah, like, I mean, if I saw him jerking off, I'd be like, I would be a little offended, but I would be like, this is, and I need to see where this goes.
Honestly, it's a little bit impressive, like, because you think about it, like, it's kind of a shyness thing. I remember a point in my life, I had trouble peeing in the urinal next to another guy, let alone jerking in front of a lady, or anyone.
I still have trouble peeing at urinals in front of guys.
Quick question.
Well,
quick question.
That was a little different.
Which bathroom do you go into?
I go in the female one.
Do you use the stall? What a man question.
I was
going to
say, that's none of your goddamn business.
I do, but like, I used to think it was fun, like, to go to parties, leave the door open, pee standing up, just let people walk by.
I'm not going to lie, I was taking a pee earlier, right before you got here, and I was setting everything up. And I thought to myself, I was like, wonder if she pisses standing up or sitting down.
I've always done sitting down, but like, I've always wanted to stand next to a guy at a urinal and just like look him up and down and just be like, that's a mighty fine instrument you got there. Do you play it often?
I feel like if I was in that situation, I would just make a statement like the water fountain in between the bathrooms, just whip it out right there and do my business.
I could see you doing the Step Brothers thing, you know, the wife that goes after John C. Reilly and Step Brothers. After she has sex with him, and then she, like, goes up to the urinal and just fucking, like, takes her leg up on the other one.
I will say this. I was in Ann Arbor, Michigan last weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
And, of course. Oh, yeah. We skipped the podcast, folks. Sorry. Yikes. Anyways, it was... I want to say it's my first experience with a non-gendered bathroom situation, but...
Wait, like, those exist? Just a zero gender? Like,
it said... I'm pretty sure it said non-gendered. It didn't say, like, family bathroom. It said gender. No, it said gender neutral.
I was about to say, if I walked up to the door that said non-gendered, I'd go straight up to the bartender and be like, so where am I supposed to piss? I have a gender.
No, so it was gender neutral. Okay. And the situation was there was, like, there were six. There were six different doors. They're all very clean. Didn't really bother me. Biggest problem for a guy, though, anyone that's ever been to a club or bar situation, girls' line is out the door, guys' line is short and sweet. Everyone's just pissing, going about their business. Now, we're going to have to split time with all the girls that are taking their sweet-ass time. Unless they're going into one facility at the same time, which could work. I haven't seen it in practice, because we are in COVID, but that would have sucked from my male perspective, and not wanting to wait.
I don't believe in those bathrooms.
Well, we spent a little longer on that topic than usual, so I'm just going to cut it short because I feel like we could continue on this line of talking for a while. But I'm going to bring up what I'm thinking about. And I saw a map of apparently either today or a recent day, we had the highest level of COVID cases increase in a single day since August. On the map that they showed, Ohio has had a decrease in COVID cases, which is crazy to me because every state in the Midwest does not follow the fucking COVID restrictions like other states do.
This is Ohio. We're all depressed. We do drugs. We drink. We stay at our houses. It's the Ohio way. We've been social distancing since before it was popular.
I would say Ohio statewide has that 10 o'clock last call, which prevents... at least the bar interactions.
The bars that are paying attention, because there's a bar next to Barmacy, Highland Tavern. I only say it's next to Barmacy because Barmacy's in Highland. I'm pretty sure I've seen Highland Tavern sign. But they got shut down and fined because they were serving people after 10 o'clock.
I thought you were going to say that like they were getting away with it and you were about to out them on this podcast and I was going to...
Okay, first of all, out them. Can you out someone to fucking 10 people?
Yes, that's how rumors spread. Somebody did it at the Cleveland Browns stadium Thursday night game. Apparently they serve a couple people after 10. Somebody's narking on them.
Fucking Karen.
Snitches? Really?
I want to drink at 2:30 a.m. again.
Well, first of all, that was always illegal. 2:15 should have been the cutoff time.
I'm from Buffalo, so it's 4 a.m., folks. And listen, it really doesn't stop me. You just come home and after-hours bars our place.
I just like it because at 2:30 a.m., that's when I look enough like a woman.
Yeah, yeah, that's when people make bad decisions.
Oh, yeah, it's like you're going to wake up and you're going to be getting poked in the eye with something. You're going to think you're going down on a pussy and then, bam, black eye.
Anything to add there?
Well, at least we have something in common. It takes till 2:30 a.m. until somebody's willing to go home with us. Most of the time it happens to be a male, too.
So you're not surprised that Ohio's one of the few states that's declining in COVID cases while everything in the middle of the fucking country, like Texas up, is growing?
We did rigorous, harsh shutdowns to begin
rigorous.
With.
You're right, dude. We are so... so rigorous.
No, but like we shut it down before everyone else. We handled it the best. We handled it better than most states in the beginning, and that's showing. Other states did not. They closed down slower than us. We shut down our businesses, everything. So I think we're enjoying the fruits of the hard work that we did at the beginning.
I have the feeling that now this is with complete ignorance, not looking at the map, but I have the feeling that most of the big cities got hit early on just because more population. Movement of people, more travel, population, high population. So they already had their peaks. Now it's going to be smaller states, with smaller cities and even rural areas that are more spread out, but they're finally getting hit by it.
You do make
and so the numbers are going up and probably outside, like rural areas, suburban areas, not so much urban centers, which you would find in bigger states. Like
that's actually
California.
A really good point because a lot of, not even the size of the state, but like the population compared to size of the state matters. Because like there's a lot of the like Ohio or Iowa, Montana, like the states that are big, but they have really widespread population. They're growing.
Yeah.
So that actually, that's a really good point.
Yep. I mean, that would be my assumption. It's still 99% survival rate. I don't know. I'm not really worried. At this point, you know, I could have got some way. Either alcoholism or COVID, so.
Hey, guys, you just hit the quota of at least one time mentioning alcoholism in this podcast.
Really, it's just a cry for help, folks. That's all it is.
So, Alexa, what are you thinking about?
So, speaking of alcoholism.
Go on.
I don't know if you guys have looked at the numbers. But I think, I forget if it was the CDC, I think it was them, they released a count. The amount of overdose deaths in the country are at level with the peak of the opioid crisis in 2016. Thoughts?
Not shocked at all. Being stuck at home, quarantine.
First of all, you got to take into account, some people weren't doing drugs because they had a job that kept them from doing drugs. So now that you don't got a job, you're not getting drug tested, go fucking ham.
Well, this is one of the things in my area of study is economics. So I was never big on the COVID response from the beginning.
Except for, you know, you getting to work at home.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, that's a perk. Drinking while on the job, like, that's pretty cool. But it loses its steam after a little, like, the novelty of it. Like, the first month or so, I was like, yeah, I'm having beers and working, and then like a couple months in, you're like, shit, I really need to get my life together. Like, this isn't doing me any good to be drinking while working. But no, like when you look at COVID, the response, you got to consider everything. And scientists, doctors, they're going to do their duty to tell you what's going to save the most lives.
They're fast food workers.
No, they have a responsibility to tell you if one person is going to die, we have to do something. Like, that is a responsibility. But us as citizens of this country and our leaders and politicians of this country have a duty to make sound decisions that consider the whole picture, not just what the scientist is saying. The economy, people losing jobs, people drinking more, people doing drug abuse, all of the depression that it causes, the different things that cause deaths. Every time there's an economic downturn, depression goes up, suicide goes up. All those other things go up. You have to really consider the whole picture. You can't just listen blindly to a scientist and doctor and say, we can't let anyone die from this when, let's be honest, someone's got to die. And make it be old people. We're young. I got a full life to live. Screw the old people. Let me live my life.
Yeah, Granny. Back when I was 16 years old and I was working at a clothing store and you yelled at me because I didn't let you use your coupons. Joke's on you now, lady. But yeah, I almost relapsed over the shutdowns because I was so used to being a marketing manager. I lost my job. They finally hired me back recently with a demotion and a 50% pay cut and felt like worthless during it. And like during the pandemic, I couldn't even get laid. Like I was like going on Tinder and stuff and I was like, this doesn't even feel the same.
Wait, when did you meet Kevin?
Kevin was like
Bacon?
What?
Kevin Bacon?
Wait, due to my non-disclosure, I'm not allowed to talk about what I've done with Mr. Bacon, but I fried some eggs on that ass.
All right, so you would. Okay, that was the question.
But no, I met him at the end of the pandemic.
You met him at the end of maybe like the full close downs. We're still in the pandemic.
No, we're not. Fake news.
Listen, it got really bad, folks. During the pandemic, I almost considered going to AA. And that's terrible, right? Not because I was drinking more, but because I was at home more, just thinking about, like, what I was doing. I don't want to go to AA.
You just felt worse because you weren't going out and doing things
as an alcoholic? I don't need AA, but I, like, thought about it after sitting at home all this time.
The worst part was you couldn't even do that. They even shut AA down. And I used to go to AA on a frequent basis.
Now, was this for help, or was this to hook up with destitute guys? Derelict guys?
I practically set up a glory hole in those church basements. It's like, toss me a quarter, you can have some sobriety for the night.
I've been in a lot of church basements, and I didn't know there were glory holes back then.
Back then.
All right, our next segment, Table Topics. The Human Torch isn't here, so I'm going to run it. The first question is, what's your favorite junk food?
That's tough. Most consistent, I'm gonna go with pretzels. I'm like a crack addict. I mean, I'll have to ask you more about that if like that's a accurate comparison. But when they're in front of me, I just like pretzel rods, like that whole, what you call it, like a 2 gallon container. The bigger one. I can go through it in a week. And that's impressive. Dude, that's a lot of
I can go through a bag of anything in a sitting. Like, all I have to do is just keep putting my hand in the bag.
Pretzels are different. Pretzels take a different level of dedication because there's so much salt on it that it gets to a point where your tongue is literally burning. It's not like chips.
I don't get how you do that, though, because every time I eat pretzels, it dries my mouth out.
Exactly, but you keep going for the love of the game.
Now, see, what you do to avoid the dry mouth, say you're talking pretzel rods, right? Take the pretzel rod. You suck the salt off. You suck the salt off. And then you chew it.
Yeah, this is what I do.
Yeah, then you don't get dry mouth from that, because then you get the dry mouth from the salt.
Maybe I'm mixing up dry mouth with, like, burns on my tongue. Listen, if you folks have never experienced, like, burns on your tongue from eating pretzels, it's not really a burn, but
it's a chemical burn.
It's like the surface area, like, the surface of my tongue is gone, like, that top layer. From eating that many pretzels.
Alexa, do you have any experience in this?
Well, I mean, just from the lifestyle I've lived, I can tell you I have had multiple sores, burns, and feelings of just dryness in my mouth. But I mean, no, it's not like crack addiction until you go for the pretzels. You surf the carpet for them, and then if you see something that looks like a pretzel, you just eat it in the hopes that will turn into a pretzel in your mouth.
I will say I haven't sucked any dick for pretzels.
Yet.
What about for crack?
I've never done crack, actually.
I have, and I talked myself down once.
My big...
He was going to offer me $40, but I had...
Where was that sentence go?
I was going to say something, but then, like, what she said registered.
No, but, like, he offered me 40 of hard, which is crack in straight terms, but he offered me a 40 of hard to, like, perform fellatio.
Yeah, dude, I don't think I'd ever offer anyone 40 hard, maybe like 3.5.
Right, but like, here's the thing, I had to be at work in 30 minutes, and I was like, I'm a responsible employee. I can only do a 20, so I'll perform fellatio for $20 of hard, so I don't have to waste the other 20.
So you hoard yourself out for less?
Yeah. I'm realistic about my appearance.
You were like the person in that haggle thing, where like, I'll pay 10. They're like, 20. You're like, 5.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'll do it for free.
You know, what I was going to say before, what Alexa said, like, hit me, was when I said, have you ever sucked dick for crack, you went with never done crack, and instead of going, I've never sucked a dick, Blake.
Listen, I don't have to explain myself to you, of all people, in that subject matter.
I've never sucked a dick.
Well, now we know.
There we go. Now we're good.
Let's move on. I don't want to speak about this anymore.
Hold on. So, yours is pretzels. What was your favorite drink?
Cheetos.
Cheetos?
I love them. I hate, like, that I get the dust on my hands, though. Like, I don't know why. It just makes me feel like a dirty slut. Like, out of all the things I've done in my life, Cheeto dust makes me feel the dirtiest.
You know what's funny? I was talking to a girl once. She ate Puffs, not Crunchy. Wimp, first off. But because she ate Puffs, Cheetos Puffs, she used a fork. She used a fork with the Puffs, and she never got Cheeto dust in her hand.
No, fuck her.
And
she's
a psychopath. I thought it was kind of genius. I thought it was kind of psycho.
Kind of bougie.
But listen, Crunchy is way better than Puffs. Like, unless you're 5, what are you doing with your life eating Cheetos Puffs? Like, grow up. Really, grow up. Eat Crunchy. Crunchy is where it's at. They don't have Flamin' Hot Cheetos and Puffs because they know it takes a man or a grown woman to eat Flamin' Hot Cheetos. And they put them in Puff form.
Now that we've decided that Puffs are for bitches.
It had to be said.
My favorite junk food is either popcorn or Reese's. Specifically shaped Reese's. There's something. I have a whole theory on why shaped Reese's taste better because they're softer.
Mm.
It makes it just a more pleasing experience. But Reese's shapes, I love them.
Eggs?
Eggs are number one.
Eggs are one.
Eggs are number one. What's number that? Two is the pumpkins, followed by the trees, and then the hearts after the trees.
I might put trees above pumpkins.
Oh, no, those pumpkins. And, but bonus,
at the top white. Is pumpkins.
Racist.
I like white chocolate, all right?
Do you ever go for, like, the perfect snack, then, and mix, like, the Reese's, like, the mini Reese's cups into the popcorn?
No, never once considered doing that.
What is wrong with you?
I don't like mixing food. I don't even like condiments.
Do you ever, like, have you ever done with the popcorn, the movie theater trick?
The M&Ms? Or the dick in the popcorn?
Yeah, have you ever done it extra butter?
No, that is one of the dumbest questions I've ever been asked in my life, though. Would you like butter on your popcorn? Fuck, I just spent $9 on this goddamn popcorn. Give me some fucking butter. Fuck.
I tell them, stop filling like 4 times and put butter midway through. I don't want just butter on top. I want butter mixed throughout. I want you to do like a Blizzard style, like Dairy Queen shit where you like flip the popcorn upside down.
No, okay, first of all,
so much butter that it's congealed and holding.
You ever flip my popcorn upside down and it doesn't fall out, I'm going to have some problems. Like, I'll be a little worried about that.
The perfect popcorn meal, because I used to work in a movie theater, so we had all the access. It would be cheese, nachos, plus butter salt, which is the salt they use to put it in there, then put regular butter on it. Delicious.
Is it? You worked in a movie theater?
Yep, 4 years.
How many times did people tell you to enjoy the movie, too?
So much.
Enjoy the movie. Thanks. I'm going to think about this for the next month.
All right. The next question. What's your least favorite exercise? I know mine. Real easy. It's what we called a Lombardi in wrestling practice. You start off by doing a burpee, if any of you guys know what a burpee is. It's where you like start off standing, put your hands on the ground, shoot your feet back. Then you do a push-up, finish the push-up, flip onto your back, do a sit-up, and then get up, and that's one rep.
That was the most alpha thing I've heard all day.
It sucked. Because in wrestling, we would do 60 of them, and the coach would just randomly decide someone didn't do one well enough and make us restart halfway through. It fucking sucked. And imagine me. I was a heavyweight. Do you think I was doing burpees, push-ups, and sit-ups very well? No. They were not fun.
Your sounds more, like, arduous and, like, tough, and that's why you don't like it. Mine is a little more comical. At first, I wanted to say, like, the Smith machine, like, hip thrust that you see a lot of, like, girls do. I can't say that because I love watching them do it, but I could never see me doing that. But at the end of the day, I ended up going with, what was it called? It's an ab workout where you would basically kick your feet up to a 90-degree angle, and then you would have your hands around your buddy pal's legs, and he would throw your legs back down.
And you had to stop before you hit the ground.
Yes. And I picked that because I could not do that without farting. Every time. And people would start to laugh. And it was accidental. They didn't really smell. It was just so much pressure in that area. When you're doing that workout, I would just start laughing. Everyone else would start laughing. It was unproductive, folks. It didn't do anything for me. And so that's my least favorite workout. Because right now, if we tried to do it, there's no gas right now. But
100% we're doing this after the podcast.
I would start to fart, folks.
I'd probably say mine is, oh my god, this is how gay I am. what's that exercise where you, like, have a thing and you have to, like, pull yourself, like, up it and then put your, like, chin over it?
A chin up?
Yeah.
pull up? Either one works. Depends on which way your hands are.
The most basic workout body movements. I'm surprised you didn't know what it was called.
I can't do them. And I have
no one can. It's impossible. I've never seen it done.
I have no desire to do them. Also, like, ever since I, like, transition stuff, like, I feel like if I, like, do them too much, I'm going to be looking too swole real quick. I'll be, like, looking like Brock Lesnar in a wig.
Yeah, I don't think you'll ever look like Brock Lesnar in a wig.
Don't kill my dreams.
Do you remember this? Yesterday, somebody called me Stone Cold.
Yeah.
You were really drunk, so I didn't know if you would remember.
Yeah, I remember it.
I didn't know how to react. I didn't understand at first, and then I realized I'm bald.
Yeah.
That was the only connection I could make.
Beard.
Yeah. He had a goatee, though. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe.
I mean, did he ever have seats? He's clearly had stubble.
The Texas rattlesnake. I mean, did he ever have a battle with alcoholism or
what? The man used to fucking pop two beers and just dump them on himself. He probably had a battle with alcoholism.
He may have drank, like, one beer after doing that with, like, seven.
Yeah, you don't ever... This is how things work. You don't ever start off with just doing that maneuver. You start off drinking, and then you think, what's the way I can, like, highlight how much I can drink? Oh, I'll just fucking pop two and throw them down on myself. Like, you've got to be real comfortable with beer to get to that point.
Well, he has no hair for it to get stuck in, so I think that's a big thing.
He's,
you don't want your hair smelling like beer, but... Like a goatee, facial hair.
Yeah, facial hair already stinks.
It's a quick rinse. It's off. A little rinsey poop.
I already know this answer. This has been an obvious answer for me for this question, but what's the funniest advice your mother ever gave you?
I'm going to need a minute.
All right. I'll start with me because I know this one right off the bat. I couldn't have been older than 10, 11, maybe, when my mom told me, life's a bitch, then you marry one. And I was like, Mom, you got married, so you were the bitch. I mean, she got divorced, so kind of she was right. But yeah, I mean, I've thought about that way more than I care to admit.
Where's your bitch? That's the
okay, I mean, it's probably on Tinder, swiping left on me.
Whenever I hear, like, someone refer to their mate as bitch, I just think of Dog the Bounty Hunter. Just massive tits on a white woman.
Oh, she was a rowdy bitch.
I loved her. She's dead.
Yeah, I was about to say, I thought
she died.
She did pass away,
she
like,
did
2 years ago.
Yeah.
What?
Do you think they, like, it was cancer?
I don't know.
I think it was, like, cancer.
I heard it on Facebook, I'm pretty sure, which you never know if you see someone dead on Facebook if they're actually dead or not.
Do you think they recycled her implants?
No. Those are sticking out of the coffin.
They couldn't close the coffin.
They just bounce back.
It was like a refrigerator door when you got a pizza box in there that's half an inch too big.
That is exactly what it is.
Alright, someone else can...
I've got some really good advice.
Hold up. Can you do it in your mom's voice?
Yeah, okay. So, like, my mom's a chain smoker. She's been smoking a pack of Virginia Slim Luxury Light 120s. The one with the yellow stripe. Every day since she was 4 years old. As I've mentioned several times, I'm trans. So she told me when I go out to bars, like, she looked at me dead in the eye, cigarette in hands, and she was just like, always hit on the guys with the wedding ring. Because if their wife hits you, you're a protected class, and then you can get mommy a facelift. So she was like,
that's fucking great advice!
But it's so true. Like,
totally made me think of like Marge Simpson's sisters. Like,
oh yeah, yeah.
Velma, or whatever.
But see, the best part was like before she got into the voice, like the two or three words beforehand, she like prepped getting into it, and you could hear it. It's like, all right, let me get into the voice.
Yeah, but like I could probably make a good amount of money like just getting beat up by people's wives. Like it's like a hate crime. Boom.
Yeah, I feel like that's not the best way to make money, but you know, some people get beat up for a living. Like, look at the UFC.
Yeah, look at my bussy.
Your bussy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been beat up for a living for a while now. I named it Rihanna.
Okay, hold on. That was so good. Any other advice she gave you?
I'm trying to think. She's a loving woman. One time, I mean, she always likes to give me, like, weight loss advice. Like, I don't know why, because, like,
You're not, you don't need to lose weight.
But she's, like, always been really concerned about it, so, like, she'll always, like, but she'll do it while, like, shoving a Big Mac in her mouth.
Yeah, yeah, she's concerned about it because she's probably heavier than you. Do you have anything yet, Maddie?
No, nothing's, like, jumping out.
Well, what about your dad? Your dad ever give you some solid advice where you were like, what the fuck, Dad?
No, I can't think of anything comical. I have great parents, so, like, my parents are always looking out for my own good. Not to say yours aren't, but,
I mean, that's exactly what you fucking said.
Well, maybe not the same words, but, yeah.
No, no, in exactly the same words.
All right, no, I mean, my mother used to just say, like, always, your mother's always right.
I mean, my mom...
The time she was.
My mom once told a kid in fifth grade, came over to eat dinner... Like, you know, hang out, and we were eating dinner. And she would always use the dinner table to say some aggressively sexual things to us that she thought we would use later on in life. Like, there was one dinner where she goes, so about vaginas. And my brother just went, blah, 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 blah. Like, just closed his ears and just made noise until she shut up.
All right, I'll say this one. This wasn't direct advice, but this was just hands-on life experience from my mother. Never congratulate a pregnant lady until you know she's actually pregnant.
Do you know what the question was? That is funny, good advice.
No, she didn't say that. I watched her say congratulations and the person happened to not be pregnant.
Nah. Okay.
So she didn't give me this advice. I just saw it firsthand.
But no, what the original part of that story was,
congratulations. What do you do? What?
Yeah, I've always been scared of doing that. But the advice she gave my friend when he came over to eat was when we sat down for dinner, she goes, boys, just so you know, if you ever have sex, wrap it twice. We were in fifth grade.
How do you wrap it twice?
You just put two condoms on.
Do people do that?
No.
I was about to say, because like, I typically don't use condoms.
I don't either, but I mean, not because I'm having sex.
I used to jerk off into condoms.
We stole some condoms when I was sixth grade. We stole some condoms from the town speedway, and it was four boys, and we all decided to put the condoms on and jerk off into them. And my friend Greg went first, friend Chris went second, can't remember who the third guy was, but before I ever went into it, Greg was like, yo man, you're not gonna use that condom for a while, so can I have it? And I was like, yeah, you're right, I won't use it for a while. I didn't beat off into the closet, but three of my friends all jerked off into a condom in my friend's closet in his room.
Wait, so there was actually a circle jerk that occurred?
No, it was individually. No, it wasn't all at the same time.
I've always wanted to be the Triscuit in a circle jerk.
Of course you have.
Like, that's a dream of mine. But, oh my goodness, the shade of that just like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, you're not going to need this.
Yeah, no, I believe me, like I said, I have a lot of reasons for having low self-esteem. Like, that wasn't an accident where he said it with a purpose. He was like, you have no chance, Blake.
He meant it.
Our next segment of the day is Would You Rather? And our first Would You Rather is, would you rather date a 9 with a really annoying voice or a 4 with the sexiest voice ever?
I have to go with a 9, and this is weird for me because a voice is actually very attractive for me, but it's not attractive in the way that you might expect. I like a nice raspy voice.
Like her mom?
Not like that. Not like smoker.
No, Maddie Z. I love when you put your dick down my throat.
No, like, I don't know, like you woke up hungover, kind of raspy.
Like your fucking tonsils swollen from dehydration?
A little bit. I think my voice, honestly, even with myself, I find my own voice attractive the morning after drinking a lot. It's that bad. So
I wish I had that problem.
Even then, you're going to take a 9 over 4. I don't care. Put a pillow on your face.
Yeah, dude, I don't care. If you're a 9 and you sound like Fran Dresser, I'm still down.
Put your face down on the pillow. It doesn't matter what she sounds like.
I got to know what their voice, like, annoying how. Because, like, I can do anything.
Like, okay, do you ever watch Will and Grace?
Yeah.
Okay, their friend. You remember her
Wait,
voice?
Wait, a guy sounding like that?
I guess for you it would be a guy. But just, okay, imagine 9. If the guy sounded like me.
I would probably go with the 9 still. I'd go with the 9. Top him, put his face down, ass up. That's the way I like to get dillied.
Yeah, I'm definitely going with the 9. Because I've worked a lot of drive-thru time, and it's so disappointing. Some of the grossest fat women would have the sexiest fucking voices ordering. And then I'd be like, dude, she sounded hot. They get up to window, I'm like, God damn it!
Facts.
It's so rough. I'd rather you sound annoying and me have to deal with that than me not see you and be like, dude, you're going to be a fucking 10. And then you come out looking like a 1.5. Nah, I'm good.
It's better to under-promise and over-deliver.
Didn't I say that earlier?
You did. You talk about this a lot.
It is.
That's how I live my life. Keep the expectations low so you can beat them easily.
It's literally like my dating profile pictures. They're all Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, as far as like famous trans people, she didn't come out looking great.
Yeah, well, I mean, who's? I think that's just, looks like her and like two other ones.
She also came out very late.
Huh?
She just came out
late. Yeah, but like, if you're watching RuPaul's Drag Race, there's some people that are pre-op that look a lot better than she does post-op.
Well, see, part of me still believes, Keeping Up with the Kardashians does that to a person.
Yeah, the old Joe Rogan bit.
Do you think if I go on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, I'll come out like a mask straight alpha top?
It was canceled.
Wait, it was actually canceled?
Well, either canceled or stopped.
I think they just got tired of filming it because Kim decided she wanted to actually do something real with her life.
Like, being a sex tape or...
No, like, she's actually, like, doing good stuff as a lawyer, getting people who are wrongly convicted out of prison.
Just like her dad did.
Not a lawyer. She's a lawyer.
Yeah.
I know she worked with our president and got some person out of jail.
No, she's done it to more than one person. Like, that's pretty much what she's doing now.
Like early release.
And by the way, I don't know this for a fact. I'm just stating it with complete conviction.
Listen, folks, the facts don't matter.
Facts don't care about your feelings.
All right, so we're all in complete agreement. Be hot, have a shitty voice.
Yeah, I think I'm a prime example of that.
Except for when you're drinking, then you sound sexy as shit.
Yeah, that's a downfall.
Would you rather build your own shelter or hunt for your own food?
I would rather hunt for my own food, because as a woman who has spent most of my life single, I am very adept at hunting. You know, like looking at my prey, figuring out what they...
How to take down alphas.
Exactly. Like, I'm like a venomous huntress. Like, I go into the public restroom, the men's one, on like conservatives thing. I go in the men's one, find my prey, eat them.
What about you, Maddie?
I'm going to build my own shelter because I'm great with woodwork. I've been a hunter, and I've only killed one animal. I've been a hunter for like 12 years. I've killed one deer. And it was
so you're like the worst hunter.
I'm like the worst hunter. Yeah. Like, unless I was going to survive this last 10 years on that one deer, I'm dead. So I'd rather build the shelter, get a bunch of cute girls to come live there, and then have them go to the grocery store or something. I don't know. I don't need to hunt for food. It's 2020.
My first inkling was I would rather hunt and just have my shelter. But if I'm being honest, I don't want to kill anything. So, I'm pretty easy to please as far as I have a roof, a TV, and a fire stick. So, yeah, I'll build myself a shitty little fucking hut.
Just a fire stick, folks.
Yeah, I mean, that's what, I can get YouTube TV, I can get Cody. If you don't know what Cody is, message aggressivelyaveragecomedy@yahoo.com. And when I say that, I just mean, please, just as a fan, make me feel like you're fucking listening.
Where's that French dude? Are you still listening?
Oh, he was right up until I took a 2-week hiatus of not posting shit, and now he has not listened, so we lost him.
Sorry. Pour one out for the listeners we've lost.
Yeah, we had a French listener.
What'd he look like?
I don't know. I don't even know if it was a she or he.
They wouldn't respond.
We asked multiple times.
We were going to give shirts out. We don't even have shirts. We were going to make them.
I was going to make a shirt and send it to France just for this person, but they would not respond to us.
We should make shirts. No, we should make shirts.
Oh, we do have a website. It does have a shirt made on it. Problem is, I didn't have the $47 to make the website active at the time.
No one's bought a shirt.
Have you considered Squarespace?
No, I use WordPress. Mm. That's where I created my website was WordPress. And then I use Teespring, I believe.
Yes, gone.
Huh?
Teespring?
It's gone?
No, I love it.
Oh.
Yes, God. It's something the homosexuals say when they're excited about something.
Yes.
I thought you said, it's gone.
Yes.
So yeah, we have some merch. If anyone's interested, please email us or just find a way to reach out to us. I've told you many a times. We're on Facebook at Aggressively Average Comedy, Instagram and Twitter at _AA Comedy. Just if you want something free, the first person who listens to this podcast and reaches out to me will get whatever item. Side note, by whatever, I mean like t-shirt, coffee mug.
Signed photo of my boobs.
Yeah, you can get Alexa's boobs. And I'm only saying that because she did first. I would never offer that up right away.
I mean, how much did you pay for those?
$6,500. So just for subscribing to Twitter, following on Instagram, Mama, that is the best deal of your life.
They can't look bad if they're that expensive. I haven't seen them myself, but...
So... That's our little cry for help here, people. We're going to move on to the next Would You Rather. Would you rather always have a waiter who speaks shitty English or push instead of pull or vice versa every time you open a door?
Push and pull every time I open the door. It's going to happen anyways. It's every time. Like, it can be as clear as day that it says pull. I'm going to push, vice versa. Basically, just don't put me in a situation where I'm going to look like an asshole. As far as the waiter is concerned, fuck him. This is America. Speak English. That's all I got to say.
I would rather have the shitty English. I would rather have a hard time communicating with the waiter, getting the wrong food, than having the social embarrassment, because I'm socially awkward, of like just going up there and pushing and pulling, and then I feel like everyone's staring at me, and then I feel like it's an awkward thing. Don't do it. I'll get the wrong order at restaurants.
Give me the waiter with bad English every time, because there's nothing worse than thinking you're going to push a door open and then running face first into it.
Damn straight.
Yeah, I'm all about not doing that.
Well, you're both wrong, but, you know.
MAGA.
Listen, you need to stop doing that to people. You need to stop telling them they're wrong when it's an opinion-based thing that could go either way.
You can have the wrong opinion, and it's okay to accept that your opinion is wrong and mine is right. So sooner you learn that, the better it is for you.
This man, it was a question about like music or something. It was just basically like, let's imagine, what's your favorite breed of dog? And then you answered, and he goes, well, you're wrong. You're an asshole.
Well, it makes it better if you're wrong. You know, no one wants to see us agree. No one wants to see us hold hands and sing la la la, blah blah blah. They want to see disagreement. They want to see fireworks, baby. They want to see riots. This is what keeps this country going. Conflict. This is what we're all about.
I don't think the country has the cultural taste for riots right now. I mean, there was riots in Cleveland, but I feel like afterwards it still looked like Cleveland.
Listen, burn this mother F now. No, I'm anti-riot. Really.
Okay, I just want everyone to realize that Matty Z always says his opinion loud and clear, but on that last statement, he was like, listen, burn this motherfucker down.
I don't want him to burn it down.
George Soros is going to come into your house at night and burn it down, and you're going to be trans when you wake up. Conservative conspiracy theory of the day.
I mean, she is trans, so I feel like I gotta believe that.
It's what happened to me.
God damn you, George Soros. time for your favorite segment, What You Need to Know. For those that don't know, it's breaking news brought to the folks listening at home a week late, every week on time. First story in the news today is male baboons.
Red butts.
That's all it is. So basically, it's male baboons who find a benefit from having a completely platonic.
Thank you for pronouncing that correctly.
You're welcome. Platonic relationships with females, it gives them a benefit. And to me, that's just a complete joke. Basically, it's saying that, like, if you were put in the friend zone, you're a baboon. I didn't even read the article.
That's just what you got from the...
That's what I gathered. I didn't even bother to read it.
Okay, reread the title.
I agree with that.
You agree with male baboons?
No, like, I think even, like, in humans, because we're all monkeys and stuff, like, I've had, like, some, like, really, like, close, like, friendships with, like, you know, a guy, like, maybe we were interested at one point, but, like, you know, the trans thing was a deal breaker. Like, we were platonic, but, like, it was almost like Bert and Ernie. We, like, slept in the same bed. We didn't fool around or anything like that. Best relationships in my life.
Well, first off, Bert and Ernie, there's a lot more going on than what TV wants to let you know.
The rubber ducky knows.
He's a rubber duck. So full title is Male Baboon Get Health Benefits from Platonic Friendships with Females.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know exactly how baboons work, but a lot of, like, apes and monkeys, I don't want to say monkeys so much, but mostly apes, they have an alpha, and then, Alexa, calm it down. So basically, that's the one who's allowed to mate with most of the women, and then the other baboons aren't allowed to sire children. I don't know if that's true. I just know that's real with some apes. But it would make sense then that they're going to have more platonic relationships, and if they can healthily do that, they'll be better off because different sexes bring different things to the table.
Basically, this was just all about survival. So somebody, a baboon, male baboon who has platonic relationships with female baboons, is more likely to survive.
Yeah.
Whereas the human race is more based on socioeconomic conditions. Like, are you poor or are you wealthy?
Yeah, we invented something called money and pretend it's real. Got it.
Well, no, I think, like, platonic relationships. Like, for instance, like, let's say me and Kevin didn't have sex, but we got married. I feel like that would still be good for our survival because the way the human race has structured their system economically, it's easier to get approved for loans. It's easier to apply for credit. It's easier to buy a house if you're a couple rather than a single person.
Yeah, because they assume two is better than one. When sometimes, like your relationship with your ex-fiance, sometimes one brings down the other one.
Yeah.
So this was what was interesting about the study. So the most dominant males... Mm. Were 13% more likely to die.
Hold up. Quit moaning into the mic every time you hear the word dominant.
Dominant. Yeah, so the dominant males were 13% more likely to die at any given age than the least dominant ones. And the scientists believe this may be related to the big trade-offs male baboon bodies make for the traits that guarantee social status. So the male baboons with the highest testosterone tend to age quicker.
And they have more stress.
Yep.
That's a thing.
And heart disease is related to stress, or related to testosterone directly in human bodies, so...
Yeah, so I think just basically that totally makes sense. Like, if you're worried, like, if you're the alpha most dominant, you're worried about spreading your seed to the most women possible and providing for the, I don't know, what is an ape group called? I guess it probably differs between each ape, but your gaggle of baboons... If you're in charge of having to control and be in charge, that's going to make your lifespan a little shorter.
All right, folks, on to the next topic. Real life inception. Scientists have figured out a way to implant ideas into dreams. Researchers at MIT have been testing a fascinating new technique called targeted dream incubation, which allows them to insert certain topics into someone else's dreams. This is inception in real life, folks.
That's insane because people don't even know what dreams mean. I mean, obviously, dreams are probably your subconscious way of dealing with the shit you're dealing with and making up scenarios that help you learn.
From what I understand, you dream every night.
Yeah, you just don't remember them.
You just don't remember that. That freaks me out because I remember dreaming like maybe 10 times in a year.
Oh, I dream all the time.
So I can go into someone's dream and implant an idea in there?
No. Well, I mean, you wouldn't go into their dream. You would just put yourself into their dream. Like, you would implant the idea and then they would dream it. Not you would see what they're dreaming and then dream it.
So I could find one of my crushes and, like, implant the idea that they're into trannies in their head?
Yeah. I mean, technically, that's exactly what the article said, right?
The gay agenda.
I'm pretty sure that's the only reason it was there.
Yeah, I could see it.
Gay agenda.
Here's a question.
Die.
If, we already know your answer, Alexa, but if you could implant something into someone's mind to dream, what would you do? You would implant yourself in the fact that they want you? Or would you do something else?
Well, that they want me, but with the caveat they like to be tied up with their willy put in a cage and whipped for hours.
All right, so funny thing, she moans at the word dominate, but then she wants to be a dominatrix. A little juxtaposition there.
Well, I mean, it's like a true alpha. Like, if I'm just, like, stepping on the balls of the betas, that wouldn't make me as much of an
alpha.
You're right.
You gotta take the person from the top of the mountain to the bottom for it to be really mean something.
Exactly.
But what would you do? If you could implant a dream into someone, what dream or what idea would you try to implant?
That I'm God.
In just one person? You just want
just
one
person? No, not that.
Yeah, if you, let's be specific. One person, name the person, and name the dream.
Scarlett Johansson just dreams about me all day. That's all I need in life.
All right.
And then in real life, I'm like, hey, I'm just a regular guy. You can have me.
I wish everyone could have seen Alexa's reaction.
What is wrong with that dream? I don't know.
You got a problem with ScarJo?
I mean, it's like, so she thinks you're God, but then you...
No, she doesn't think I'm God. Did I say that?
You did, but then you
originally
changed it.
Originally, I changed it. She thinks...
She thinks he's attainable and wanted.
Oh, okay,
yeah. She just wants me.
Oh, okay, because I was like, wait, so like... Is it like a cult thing? Like Scarlett Johansson's gonna be like following you around? Like she's gonna be washing your
feet with
her hair?
Imagine this is like what happened to Tom Cruise in the '70s. Like somebody created Scientology and said, like, honestly, this technology's probably been around since the '70s, and they made Tom Cruise.
Well, I mean, you've always been able to make people dream things. All you have to do is talk to them while they're falling asleep.
Really?
Oh yeah. If you're falling asleep, like if you ever fallen asleep watching a movie. And then dreamed about the movie?
So, like, if, like, when Kevin goes to sleep, like, if I play Sissy Hypnosis, will, like, some strange things start happening the next couple days?
I don't know. Like, you might have to do it repeatedly. But, yeah, once the subconscious starts to be awakened, once you can access someone's subconscious, that's when you can start to suggest them to think things or feel certain ways. That's how hypnotism works.
I will say the only common dream I have, it's not even a certain dream, it's just the fact that I'm done with school. And, like, I will have this dream where there's a class where I haven't read a book that I was supposed to be reading all semester, and I was supposed to be doing a exam or report on it, and I essentially haven't done the work, and I'm not going to graduate. But then I wake up, and I'm like, no, I graduated, like, 4 years ago. Maybe that's just, like, post-traumatic stress.
No, I think that's you thinking you need to do something to get to where you want to be.
Maybe.
I don't know what dreams mean, but I'm 100% of the belief that dreams do have a meaning. You don't imagine, and I've had some wild fucking dreams that I could never explain what they mean, but it's your brain's way of sorting information out and trying to, like, help your conscious mind kind of, like, be more at ease without having to deal with all the shit that you actually want to deal with. I used to have reoccurring dreams all the time. I've talked about them on the podcast before. Like, I had a dream I was a werewolf child. I had a dream that I was playing a video game. And I don't know what they actually meant, but, like, there was a reason I kept having them. There was something my brain had to fucking figure out before it moved on. And same thing, I've had serial killer dreams where I was trapped in a house with Chris Bosch. And I was being chased by Michael Myers. It was a whole ordeal. Dreams are definitely a gateway to your subconscious, and that's why, like, when you're being hypnotized, they make you just concentrate on breathing, because that's a subconscious activity. So if you're focusing on it, you're overriding your conscious brain and just focusing on something that's
a basic human need you need to do, so it accesses the deeper recesses, which makes you more malleable to the hypnotist.
Creepiest dream I've ever had. I used to share a room with my brother when I was little, and I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but having a dream be the same dream as someone in the same room. But so my brother woke up a little bit earlier than me, and maybe it's me like hearing him describe the dream, but he was pretty far away from my bedroom telling the story to my mom. And I had a dream where the devil cut my head off in our kitchen, and I came in screaming to our kitchen, and my brother had just finished telling a story to my mother about how he had a dream where the devil cut his brother's head off.
No, that's called a poltergeist. You guys should have left that house.
Haunted.
No, but like that actually did happen. But,
wait, the devil actually cut your head off in the kitchen?
Well, like, I just remember the devil like swinging a knife in my head, and like then I woke up.
Do you think like the devil could cut my willy off if like I like sold my soul to him?
Well, I mean, first of all, why would the devil ever do that? Because that's what he wants. He wants you to sow chaos and get left at a Speedway gas station.
Oh, true. Like I mean, I'm turning straight men into sin with my boobs.
Exactly.
That's why I dropped that cup.
If you listen to the last episode, which I know you haven't, because I haven't fucking posted it yet, but this man dropped a whole glass of whiskey on one of the episodes we recorded.
Actually, I caught the cup, so.
Flip cup.
Next topic.
Oh, there's more topics? I forgot. So this is a title. It says, shoot on sight. Boston Dynamics robot dog spotted out on city street triggers fear and defensiveness. So basically, the robots are coming. Shoot them on site.
Wait. There was a robot dog, and everyone's first reaction was to fucking pull out a knife.
Shoot on site, yeah. Take that motherfucker out.
Yeah, I mean, robots are inherently evil. I've seen every movie about them. They're gonna destroy us.
Whoa. Have you seen Bicentennial Man? Because that is about a good robot.
Well, that was a hairy robot, so he was inherently evil.
What? Alright, Robin Williams, I'm really sorry for the jab she just fucking took at you right there. Rest in peace, man. Ah, Christ.
That was a... I mean, that movie used to freak me out, though, like how their face would just be on it.
I got sat on at a Bicentennial Man movie watching. It was like the small room at the 3-theater, like, movie theater we had in Garrettsville. And they were showing Bicentennial Man. And me and my brother went to see it. We were the only two there. Then not halfway through, but like at some point in the movie, two girls came in and saw that it was just my brother there because I was so short, my head didn't stick up above the seat. So they thought he was the only one watching the movie. Well, they were fucking teenagers or whatever and tried to like play around and snuck around the movie theater while I was playing. And they thought it would be funny to sit next to my brother out of nowhere. What they did was sit on me, because they didn't realize I was sitting in the seat. And I pulled the most athletic move I've ever pulled. As she was, like, sitting down, I don't know how I did it, but I, like, pushed myself from the seat I was in into the row behind me and, like, moved into that seat.
You didn't stick it in? Like, she's sitting down, you're just, like, you know, gyrating up to see what happens.
What about me makes you think I did that?
I don't know. I feel like if someone sits on you, it's an open invitation.
I mean, I was like probably 11, so I didn't even know what testosterone was. Oh, that's not true. I had pubic and armpit hair at 7, so I think I hit puberty pretty early.
I didn't have that until like 14.
Yeah, I don't know. I had it when I was like 7, and I had like no interest until I was 21. So it was a long time.
My armpit smelled bad at 11.
Your what?
My armpit smelled bad at 11.
Well, that was just because you didn't shower a lot.
Both are accurate descriptions.
You said that like it's like someday, like you remember when you were 11 years old, you just smelled your own armpits and you were like, icky.
No, I remember I was in fifth grade and maybe they did it because of me, but they had like, they handed out deodorant to all the boys in class. They had like some discussion or something. I don't remember. It was weird, but I needed it. My armpit smelled bad. And it wasn't even like, I was a daily shower kid. But like, if you didn't put deodorant at that time, like your pits just smelled bad. Like at that, like that adolescent period in particular, like, there's BO, but you just smell like BO if you don't put it on. Like, you just reek of it because your body's going through such a transition. Like, if you don't use it, you smell bad.
I have a weird fetish with that. Like, I don't know. This probably goes back to, like, my, like, loving alpha, all things. But, like, if
just
a guy...
stanky pits?
No, yeah. If a guy, like, works out and, like, forces me to, like, smell his armpits while he calls me the F word, gay slur, turns me on more than anything else.
Are you like that? Step Brothers versus Are You Like That?
If you could eliminate one state's sports teams, pro and college, what state would it be? I'm going with Michigan. Being from Ohio, then you get rid of, for college, you get rid of Michigan, which is our rival, our biggest rival, Michigan State, which is one of the teams that sneakily beats us every year. And then you get rid of the Detroit Lions, and who the fuck gives a fuck about them? So perfect. Get rid of Michigan. Fuck them.
Fan from Buffalo. Just hate for the Patriots, so...
Ooh, you're getting rid of Boston.
Boston, yeah, I think Boston.
That's a really good one.
Just gotta... I mean...
Even, or Massachusetts, not
if
Boston.
If you can include all of New England, wipe them off the map. Like, eliminate them.
All right, Hitler. Alexa?
California.
I thought about that because then you're just getting rid of the most sports teams.
Nah, it's just to own the libs.
Well, before we do that, just like shuffle all of the homeless to California.
Well, first of all, there's a lot there.
Aren't they already there?
It's a beacon of hope for the homeless to live together. They're tents.
I call them urban campers.
Mostly just people shooting up. They're not even campers.
Listen. Everyone here's done drugs. Don't judge them.
Right.
I just done the liquor.
What, you've never done a hard drug in your life?
Candy is dandy, but liquor is quicker. That's how I live my life. Willy Wonka.
Next.
A kid's movie said that, actually.
Next question. Yeah, but when they said candy, they didn't mean hard drugs. You did. Next question. What are the easiest and hardest positions in all of sports?
My mind went elsewhere right away.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to say hardest position that just popped out in my mind is cornerback, NFL, because you're talking about some of the most athletic human beings on the face of the earth, and not just like being as quick as them, but tracing their steps and trying to follow them and react in a millisecond. So to me, that's the hardest position in all of sports. Easiest, I'm going to say long snapper in the NFL. Just jumped out at me.
That's a solid choice.
A long snapper, because you just have to learn one skill. It doesn't even matter if you can block. Like, just snap it. The guy punts it or kicks it or whatever. You're good.
Yeah, I couldn't think of the easiest for me, but hardest? I mean, it's the hardest thing to do statistically in any sport is to hit a baseball. To be a batter is statistically the hardest thing, because if you can do it one out of three times,
batting 300, right?
You're elite as hell. That's 33%, like, or 33,300.
I'm betting one out of three against the greatest pitchers on the face of the
earth. Yeah, but, like, it's still...
It's not betting one out of three against Matty Z bringing the heat.
Yeah, you're never going to do that. Not with those shoulders.
So these are big shoulders, folks. Listen, we need to get video so you can see what I'm dealing with.
But easiest? If I had to say easiest ever in any sport... You won me with long snapper. You won me with that. I couldn't think of something that was super easy because every time I thought of something, I thought about how actually it's very difficult if someone's really good at doing it on the other side.
Is that a long snapper or like third?
Backup quarterback.
Like backup quarterback, yeah. That's what
that's the easiest position. Backup quarterback.
I would say backup to the backup.
Third stringer, the one that's calling plays on the sideline. Yeah.
The guy that like, if... the actual starting quarterback goes down, and now you're the backup, that they start looking for other backups. And they're like, oh shit, like, we can't really go into, we really can't go into the game with this guy as the backup.
That's like a glorified audience member.
Yeah, you're totally right. But what's your stance?
Oh, you're asking the gayest person in the room. Let me see if I even know that many sports positions. I'm gonna say easiest is goalie.
Whoa, that's a hot take.
Is it?
I assumed you were going to go with, like, tight end or something. Because you just stand there and, you know.
Have a tight end.
Have a tight end.
No, that's the hardest. Do you know how hard it is to keep your end tight, though, for real?
Oh, dude, so many squats. So many.
So many squats, so many other things, and there's so much work. I mean, probably I would probably say the hardest position is pitching.
Yeah, that's pretty hard. I mean, it definitely has a short shelf life to be good at it, because at some point, your elbow is going to get destroyed.
Right? I can only do 5 minutes.
I believe that was a sexual innuendo, folks.
But goalie, I feel like they just sit there and they're on their little ice skates, you know, prancing around like a fairy. And they just,
but
like,
here's the thing, like, if you mess up one time, you're fucked. Like, what's the average score of a hockey game? Or are you saying soccer goalie?
No, hockey.
What's the average score of hockey? You should call the hockey. Hockey goalie is easier than soccer goalie.
Yeah, I mean, I think hockey would be easier than soccer. But either way, like, if you mess up one time, you're fucked. Because what's the average hockey score? 3-2?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Now, it used to be even lower. So if you mess up one, if you even mess up one time, you're probably losing the fucking game. So that's pretty hard.
Yeah. I think about the minor sports, like tennis, golf, like those are just such difficult sports. Like technique-wise, you can't even bring
them up. Yeah, well, I would never consider anything in tennis easy. Because you have such a long distance to cover. And such a small ball being hit hundreds of miles an hour.
Absolutely.
Fuck that.
No, but being one-on-one with a pitcher, pro pitcher, that is a good one. But I do think cornerback.
Yeah, no, when you said that, that actually made me rethink that a little bit, because
cornerback and quarterback are the two hardest positions in football.
I think quarterback's hard, but once...
Decision-making.
Like, yeah, but once you're good at it, you're fine. You know what I mean? Like, Tom Brady, it took him a while to get to where he's at, but now he knows everything so well. Like, yeah. You said, now it's just decision-making.
It's mental, yeah.
So it's not, like, once you get the hang of it, it's not as hard as other people make it seem.
If you could be, like, 40-year-old Peyton Manning with 20-year-old Peyton Manning's body.
Oh, he'd fucking struck.
Or screw Peyton Manning's body, but, like, put it in, like, Cam Newton's body.
Oh,
or Brady Quinn's body.
Manning's body. Mine in that body, like, amazing.
Well, it's like with most things. Like,
what did you say? Whose body?
Brady Quinn's body. Oh, my goodness.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
Now I'm done. Greatest commercial ever.
The last question of the day.
You know what's funny about George Soros? I'm just going to throw this out there. I've heard that he was a Nazi. He was like a kid Nazi, but I've also heard he was a Jew. You know, with the Hitler Youth. So he might be the only Jewish Hitler Youth, because I've heard both stories. So I don't know what is true.
I don't even know who he is. I just know people complain about him.
he donates to a lot of funds. He's funding the riots, folks. Look it up. Pizzagate. Look it up.
Look it up. If there were stats available for every aspect of your life, what one stat would you want to see?
Okay, how are we breaking the stats down, though? Like for instance, if I want to see how many people I've had sex with, are we just considering anal penetration, or are we considering mouth and hand stuff? Because if I was looking at an Excel spreadsheet of everything that has gone down, I would want to see the ratio of dates I've went on compared to the amount of times it ended in a hand job, a blow job, or anal slash... penetrative sex. I would want to see those things just
you,
so I have a
record. Okay, this question was meant to be like a Microsoft Word document, and you turned it into an Excel. You want a pie graph.
You want like an NFL, like profootballreference.com stat sheet on your life.
Well, I just want to know where I can improve in my conversion rate from converting date to BJ, HJ.
Oh, so this is 100% research.
Yes.
To help get better.
Yes.
Basically watching film.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Not the playbacks.
Okay, so if I had to boil you down to the simplest terms, it would be the stat you would want to know is what... Nah, I can't even boil that down. You have so much going on in there. Like, you want to know your best chance of getting laid?
No.
There's a good... But, okay, I get what you're saying, like, and I couldn't boil it down to one sentence. I thought I could, and then when I said words, it didn't happen. But what stat would you most want to see? Like, out of all the things you said, would...
Number of penises that have been in contact with my body. Orally.
Whatever hole.
Or, I mean, we're counting this as a hole.
Every hole is a goal. Remember that, folks. We discussed this on the podcast in the past.
Yeah, so I just want to know how many penises I have touched.
All right.
I feel like it's lives I've touched.
What about you, Maddie?
The number... Repeat the question again. I think I have an answer, but I want to read.
If there were stats available for every aspect of your life, what's one stat you would want to see?
I want to see the stat on how many times somebody has waved to another person that's not me, and I thought they were waving to me, and I waved back, and then awkwardly were like, no, they didn't wave to me, and then hugged my head in shame.
That's actually a fantastic stat to want to know.
Yeah, because like every time I'm like, oh, wow, I don't know them, but she's cute, but she just waved in my I'm like, hey, oh, and then there's someone behind me, and I'm like, oh. Yeah, she didn't wave to me.
The stat I would want to see is how many girls did I actually have a chance with? I would love to know how many girls I had. Okay, first of all, I want to say I would love to know, unless it's a really low number. I would really regret knowing.
Well, I mean, isn't knowing half the power? Like, look at your stats, like football stats. Where are the areas you can improve on? What's your close rate? What's your average time to close? Increase those percentages. You look at the numbers, you increase them to your goal. I'm an alpha stud.
Only thing I've learned, and this is me being the complete asshole, when I'm like, I pretend to be someone I'm not when I go to another town, and I just go in with all this confidence, and people think I'm an alpha. I'm pretty big beta, folks. And
shoulders notwithstanding,
I mean, shoulders are alpha, but everything else is beta. You pretend to be someone you're not, and they fall for it. They're suckers. They're suckers. I forgot the main thought, but...
I think that was a beautiful way to end this podcast.
Because I have tricked a lot of men into thinking I'm something I'm not.
Bye.
See you, folks.
Bye.